salvation has come.
So the world shouts it loud.
And the praise.
Oh yeah.
Let all of that is here.
Let the whole world know.
Let the whole world know.
Our salvation is here.
Our salvation has come.
Tell somebody now.
Tell somebody, save somebody.
Let them hear.
The glad tidings. Mm-hmm. Tell somebody, save somebody from the judgment of the world.
I pray, the great I am that I am, deliver every one of you from all calamities.
Amen, in Jesus' name.
I pray that the great I am that I am deliver all of you into salvation.
Amen, in Jesus' name.
My name is Otumole, the Comforter, whom Jesus Christ has sent to salvage, to give salvation and comfort to all that believe. I take my theme for today is the divided people of God. Next. John chapter 16 verse 8 and 9.
John 16 verse 8 to 9. Verse 8. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Verse 9. Of sin, because they believe not on me.
According to verse 9, it says, about sin, because they do not believe on me. They do not believe in the truth of Jesus. They do not believe in the doctrinal truth and life teaching of Christ Jesus. And this has, it has continued to divide the body of Christ into shreds. So Christ said of his church on earth, and the church which he said was a Jewish church. He said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This is the church of Jesus. It was a Jewish church. But in the process of time, the church got divided. So we have two factions of the church of Jesus. One was a Jewish church, and the other one became the Gentile church. The Jewish church was headed by Peter. Simon Peter, the fisherman, was given the controllership over his kingdom and over his church. And Simon Peter ensured that the Jewish church was based on the truth and doctrine of Christ Jesus. He based this church on the truth and the doctrine of Christ Jesus, centered on obedience to God's law and God's commandments. Obey the laws and commandments of God, otherwise you'll perish. That was the doctrinal teaching upon which Simon Peter based his Jewish church in Jerusalem. You remember the doctrine of Jesus Christ and Simon on the mountain, chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5 verse 17. Say, do not think that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've not come to destroy, but to fulfill. So that is the doctrine of truth which Christ brought to the world, upon which Simon Peter based the Jewish church of Jesus in Jerusalem upon. Now, and this is what produced wonderful results. It produced saints. It produced true believers of Christians, as we can find it in Revelation chapter 14, verse 12.
Revelation 14, verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Now, these are the products of believers in the Jewish church, headed by Peter, Simon Peter. Right? Now, these saints and true believers were those that constituted the 144,000 of sins in the kingdom of heaven, in the house of the Father of Jesus. No, before Christ ascended, he assured, he promised the believers, his disciples, saying, "In my Father's house there are many mansions. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it's not so, I would have told you. And I go and prepare a place for you, and then I will come back and take you there. For where I am, you too will be there." So because of this, the church of Jerusalem, the church of Saint Peter in Jerusalem, ensured that he prepared and made his people fit and qualified for the house of his Father. And hereafter, hallelujah. It's very, very interesting. You see, when you are serving God, you serve God to achieve a purpose. So the purpose was achieved. We have, all right, 144,000 of Jewish believers right in the Father's house of Jesus in heaven. So we want to go back to Revelation chapter 14. Verses 1, I want something to read.
Revelation 14, verse 1. "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, okay, having his Father's name written in their foreheads."
Okay, verse 3.
Verse 3. "And they sung as it were a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders, and no man could learn that song, but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth."
They were singing, they were rejoicing in the house of the Father of Jesus in heaven. That's an achievement. All right, because they fashioned their doctrine upon the doctrine of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. All right, we have found the final end of the Jewish church. All right, I want to move to that other section of the church of Jesus. I'm talking about divided people of God, divided church of Jesus Christ. So the other one is the apostolic church, the Jewish, the Gentile Christians, headed by Paul Apostle. This Gentile church came into existence in Antioch, as we can find it in Acts of Apostles, chapter 11, verse 26.
It says, "And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church, okay, and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch."
There in Antioch, the Gentile church was founded, headed by Apostle Paul. Now, the doctrine, Paul made sure that the Gentile believers were not made to become another Jewish sect. That is, he denied them of the laws of God, the commandments of God. He made sure that they don't become another Jewish sect. So he introduced his own doctrines, Pauline doctrines, saying, "Just believe, you'll be saved. Just believe. Just believe, you'll be saved." As you can find it in Acts of Apostles, chapter 16, verse 31.
Acts of Apostles 16, verse 31. "And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house."
Believe the name of Jesus. All apostles never one day preached repentance. Yes, just believe. And this has caused a great division. So you have Gentile Christians, you have Jewish Christians. Now, the Gentile Christians were made to believe only in the name of Jesus. They lived their life truly on grace. Despising the laws and commands of God. We are preaching, what is it? We are not saved by law, we are saved by grace. Now, I want to consider the final end, the final destiny of the Christian church, the Gentile church. We started in Antioch. Go back to Revelation. Chapter 6, verse 9 and 10.
Revelation 6, verse 9 and 10. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord?
Now verse 6, verse 9 is teaching or revealing that these Gentile Christians were found not in heaven, not in the Father's house of Jesus, but in a cooler or the altar. Right. And they were crying, they were not singing. As the Jewish church or Christians, they were singing, they were jubilating in the house of the Father of Jesus. Can you see the difference? Right. Verse 10.
And they cried with a loud voice,
they were
saying,
crying,
How long, O Lord?
They were begging God for vengeance.
Holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on earth?
They were asking God to bring judgment upon those that slaughtered them. They were slaughtered. And just in Rome, there was a river of blood of the Gentile Christians. Being slaughtered, being offered in sacrifice to the pagan gods in Rome. So they are now begging God for vengeance, to bring vengeance upon all those their enemies. This is unfortunate. So this is the end result of the gospel of salvation without any moral demand. No law, no obedience to God's law, no obedience to God's commandments. It's vain. And today, you have millions of Christians, that are Christians, the Apostles' Church, they are spreading in failure, bringing all their followers to end in perdition.
Their viewers, watch out for the concluding part of this message in our next episode.
You can visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle @kaimholythrone.
You can also reach the Another Comforter directly through this hotline. 080-33-777-996 080-33-777-996
Our contact address is
109 Egbeda Akowonjo Road, Vulcanizer Bus Stop, Akowonjo, Lagos.